Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, you've made it to the end of the week, depending on when you've listened to this, actually. Although, statistically, there's a chance you're near the end of a week anyway. There's only 7 days, do you know what I mean? It's a relatively short loop, so it's not like a leap year kind of deal. Although there is one of those coming up. Ah, we'll have to do some sort of special. I've no idea what. Leapfrog Live on the radio, an idea that's hopefully less pants than that one, will be broadcast. Anyway, so we did a radio show, a normal-sized one today, not like yesterday's mammoth. Today was just a two-hour little broadcast throughout London and Essex. If you're in those areas, listen live. There's some nice songs and stuff we play. But we also turn it into a podcast, and it comes out a lot like this. On today's broadcast, many a news story, all of which I prepared whilst in a Cafe Nero, and my handwriting shows I was not ready for that caffeine. Let's have a look. Something about out of hours. Something about weighing people. Ooh, I'll give you an update. I've decided to go on a diet to look better by the time I'm back on telly. Thanks to paternity leave, I'm doing no more TV for another 3 weeks. 3 weeks from now, I'm going to try and not look like the fattest thing on your telly. So let's find out. Electric vehicles are in the news. And love. Yeah, never catch on. One of those, anyway. So all of that lies ahead of us like a show. I like to give you all the news. Not just the news that actually has worth and importance and may impact people's lives. Celebrity news, entertainment news, is also worth talking about, apparently. It fills the newspapers. So to find out more about this intriguing subject, we're joined by a man who knows what he's talking about. It's Larry. Hello.
Hey, Stevie.
Larry, good to hear from you. What have you got for us this time?
Superman actor Henry Cavill says that he hates filming sex scenes and he thinks they're used too often.
He thinks he's got it bad. I don't know why they keep asking me to do them. I work on radio.
You need to speak to HR.
Yeah, I didn't think there were many sex scenes in those Superman films.
Yeah, me too. But if he's as fast as a speeding bullet, then maybe they were over so quickly you didn't notice.
It's a common problem.
It's the other films, like the new film, Argyle, where he says that sometimes sex scenes, they're not needed for the story. It's just about having people with less clothes on.
Well, I don't want to victim blame here, but he spends ages in the gym to have a body that people want to see.
So?
Well, if he wants the pressure off, get a body like mine. People will pay you to keep the clothes on.
I'll keep sending the checks.
Yes, and I appreciate them. Listen, thank you for the update. We'll speak soon.
Okay, toodles.
If you've just tuned into this show for the first time, hello, and you'll be finding out right now that I so often talk about football. Oh, we are always here chatting about the soccer, I can't think of other words for it, the beautiful game, all of that stuff. So here's the story. Apparently, football manager Neil Warnock once gave his team a telling off whilst stark naked. And it says here, former Sheffield United star, Phil, whatever his name is, told how the boss emerged from the shower to resume a dressing room rant. Firstly, how comes the headline doesn't have the phrase dressing down? Because that feels obvious. But also, it's stupid, isn't it? If you want to shout at someone, fair enough. If you want to walk out the shower, fair enough. But don't combine the two, because I guarantee you, whatever was the content of that rant, no one paid attention to it. You know what I mean? You're like, he could have gone on, he could have given you the secret to youth. He could have given you the PIN number and mother's maiden name to all of his bank accounts, and no one would have been paying attention. It's all about getting people to focus on the right thing, which can be useful the other way around. I remember there was a thing I used to do about, I went in to get surgery on my wrist, right? Remember when, it's only like 2 months ago, I got surgery on my wrist? And I was doing a bit on stage saying I wore my dressing gown, my operating gown the other way, facing the front. Just avoids people staring you in the eye. It makes you feel uncomfortable, doesn't it? How's your work situation? A lot of people will probably be saying, like, retired, so this won't apply to you, but workers will soon be able to seek criminal penalties if bosses contact them outside of work hours. Ooh, that's interesting. During a time when we're all contactable and problems arise with the fact that they can send you an email saying, oh, can you just get this to me? Can you just look up this detail? Obviously not in my job. I work for 2 hours a day. If I get an email outside of these 2 hours, that's just fair cop, isn't it? I'd love to imagine bringing a prosecution. I got an email at just after four. But they'll be allowed to ignore them. This is in Australia, but hopefully we might one day copy it. The legislation's being introduced as instant communications and mobile phones have made employees contactable around the clock. They're bringing in rules to mean that you can't. And I think that is all very well in theory. But if you say to your boss, do you know what? I don't want to hear from you in my time. then you won't hear from them all night. And first thing in the morning, you'll get P45. So I can see how, you know, swings and roundabouts. Quick hit on this news story. A pet smuggler is in the news. Oh, you see these quite often on those Border Force TV shows. Especially the Australian one's great, isn't it? Where you'll see people from China trying to go into Australia with, like, ducks secreted about themselves. Interesting. However, I mean, surely you can buy duck in Australia. It's not one of those things, is it? It's not like, oh, you really just can't get the duck. They've got ducks. But a pet smuggler has admitted sneaking over 100 chameleons to the UK from Africa. Mark Britton is his name, was given a 4-month suspended sentence and 100 hours of unpaid work because he smuggled in 100 chameleons. And I read that and I thought, they must be the easiest animal to smuggle because you just like put them on you. And then they just blend in, don't they? So if anything, they're the ones doing most of the smuggling. Send them to prison. Say how they like it. See if they blend in. Of course they would. They're chameleons. This is a shocking news story I spotted. Passengers are being weighed by an airline to assess the plane's weight. Finnair has started measuring passengers. Don't do that. It's a slippery slope because if we get used to being weighed, they'll start charging us more if we weigh more, like extra baggage. As a man who currently carries extra baggage, I'd find that rude. And this is why it would ruin the flying experience. If you have to pay more when you weigh in your own body in an airport, the queue for the airport toilet would be amazing, wouldn't it? Everyone would be queuing saying, I'm not paying extra to take my breakfast on holiday with me. So that's a mental image that no one needed, but you got. This is good news. I don't know why I think it's good news. Maybe it's just the schadenfreude. France, famed for its history of eroticism, is apparently losing its reputation for legendary lovers. Nearly a quarter admit that they've not been active in that way in the last year. This is a survey by the French Institute of Public Opinion, which is interesting. I thought the French public opinion was mainly just shrugging your shoulders and saying, meh. They must have a lot. When you do a survey in France, it must be oui, non, meh. And see how that comes out. But apparently, back in 2006, 9% of French people were not active in that way. And now it's 24%. And so it just goes to show how much I blame Brexit. You know, if we're not around, all of a sudden the French, we've not stoked their fire. You know what I mean? The mojo. Clearly it's not that, but let me dream. I love this survey. Apparently millions of adults have admitted to being afraid of the dark. The childhood phobia affects 56% of grown-up. You are kidding me, aren't you? Firstly, grow up. Secondly, afraid of the dark? Have you seen electricity prices? The one thing that makes me happy is the dark. As we're getting near Valentine's Day, we'll do more love coverage.
Yeah.
This one for today. Apparently, Brits express their love by cooking dinner, doing DIY, giving compliments, or even taking out the bins. There's a survey about the things you do to show your love. And I thought the funniest one of those was take out the bins. You're kidding me, are you? When the other half starts having a, I just don't feel special. You never do anything for me. You don't take me anywhere. You never buy me flowers. I mean, oh, as if you could turn around and go, well, took out the bins, didn't I? Ho, ho, ho! If you decide to say that in a row, start running as soon as you've said it. Podcast just about done. The only other stories we didn't get around to was Brits have been urged to protect themselves from psycho-bombing seagulls. I was going to do a war on seagull thing, but I never got around to it. No, because it would have been some Steven Seagal joke. We're better off not even wasting time looking at it. Climate change could be made worse by artificial intelligence. Apparently using all those AI tools means that we use 10 times as much energy as a normal internet browser search. Brilliant, isn't it? AI, we've invented it. What's it likely to do? End humanity. Don't worry, we'll stop it ending humanity. What else could it do? End humanity through climate change? Wow, that stuff's got it in for us. And it says here that racy Gen Zers will send X-rated Valentine's Day gifts or cards this year. According to this survey, 37% of those youngsters will send a raunchy card as a gift, which again is a great money-saving thing, isn't it? Instead of buying like expensive flowers, picture of the old, send it over there. Although the fact it says card, not like just send the picture, a card means you've got to, you've got to pop down somewhere and get it printed. Do you know what I mean? Turn up to Snappy Snaps and say, can you just print off one of those, please? It seems to be blurred, sir. No, that's just how it looks. So you're up to date with all the news stories. We're done for the week. We'll try and do more next week. And do you know what? Through the whole show today, I didn't mention my little lass. because my day is obviously quite impacted by being a new father. I mentioned it now, so I've ruined that record. We'll talk more about that next week. You can email me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. Find me on all the social medias that you can think of. At Mr. Stephen Allen is probably the username. And until next time...
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.